think we actually finished off, we did this last time, right? We actually went through the summary. Avraham Avinu built Amud HaChesed, the Chiddush being that the Chesed was that he was doing with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We caught it from the Zohar. Milas Chesed Amodnu, Shara'in Chosid Ela Hamitz Chesed Im Koinah. שכל המצווה שמקיים את הרוסם לגויל בהם את השכינו וזהו איזה חסד עם הקודש ברוך הוא. That was Avraham Avinu. He spent the last many months learning about Avraham Avinu and the relevance to this generation. Avraham Hayel is Yitzchok. If Avraham had stopped there, we could have all gone home. The problem is Avraham had a child called Yitzchak, and we got to learn Yitzchak. Lachar shelamadnu al archeinu v'chashivoseinu v'arkeinu es mareches hayichosim sheben Yisrael avinu b'shir shamayim aleinu ledat keitzet chayim b'poil al pi mareches zui. We spent a lot of time learning the enormous value and the importance of this system, this relationship that exists between Klal Yisrael, Klal Oprat, and Hashem. So now we know how do you actualize this, how do you bring this into reality. L'maiser Yitzchak Avinu l'achir shekibol mi'oviv Avram es hakorah v'ayediya shetanu li'il. Obviously Avram Avinu taught Yitzchak all that we've learned up to now. V'bone v'yotza mareches keshe zu chai lefir. He went and he built this relationship. Yitzchak Avinu omad ha'avoyde ma'av esemol shel ha'tikshayret ha'niv le'avoyde. Yitzchak Avinu, we know, is the Amud Avoida, and he is the representation, the archetype of that system of communication between the creation and the creator. Inyan HaKabonus, Shu Amud Avoida, Shol Shenoyetz B'midose Shul Yitzchak. The whole sugya of Kabonus, very little we understand about it today, but the root of all that is planted in the middle of Yitzchak. Sharehu atzmoy na kad al gaba emizbeit when his kaddish lo is oile tmima. Because he was bound on the mizbeach and was completely makadish to be an oile tmima. He was the korban. Kol chayav shal Yitzchak hayu shal sheres achar shal dveikus v'masiris nefesh v'kodesh baruch hu v'bitl muchlat klapev yisparach. He is the symbol of total nullification of oneself. Totally is butless to Hashem. And no, nothing other than Hashem. Hatam shebi'itov hu lo hayoichel etzeis meretz Yisrael. He was the one of the reasons he couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Ki Yitzchak lo yoichel ali porid mipalchin shel melech mimokam ashol sashchina. He couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael because he couldn't. He couldn't menatek from the source of the Shechina. V'kach amnam lamdeinu ba'al aksav ha'kabolem shekosuv Yitzchak liyaisa oile tmima shenizkadesh bahara moriya lo shat liboy beiski oilam hazeh v'lipal bad harayon.
It's interesting.
What is?
He wasn't oisek oilam hazeh because he was yotzei me'er sh'orim. He was very successful in Goro.
We'll see. Nachinami.
So much so that the Plishtim was their enemies and one kicked him out because he was too successful.
Yep. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
And he was able to say, I didn't get this much Olam Hazeh. I had no shaykhus to Olam Hazeh. The only reason he davened for a child was to mefayes his wife. Boli palela vu boni. That's why he davened for children, you know, because he was interested in Olam Hazeh. He was building Olam Haba. He understood what had to happen. Yitzhak Amide Satvekas Bekorosh Bochu Bereins Gosei Vuhu Zeh Shehinchil Lanu Bona Vachora Vesakoyach Liyos Kshurim Bekesha Amitzim Bekorosh Bochu Ad Kedei Mesiris Nefesh. From him we got the ability to be Maisa Nefesh, to be Dovukin Akorosh Bochu Ad Kedei Mesiris Nefesh. Harayon Shelove is Darko Hayashim Evsha Be'emes Letekla Korosh Bochu Vakorosh Bochu Manyen Shenitein Lo. What he learned from his father, that it's possible to give Hashem. And Hashem wants us to give him. He's interested in what we have to give him, kviyakul. I give everything then to the one that loves me and that I love. Completely. If that's what Hashem wants, I give him everything. That the Jews through the generations, men, women, children, were prepared to give up their lives for Yiddishkeit, brought down in many, many places. The root of that was planted in Yitzchak on the Akedah. Build it slowly. Chazal tiknu shebekol boker neema shalosh sidre shel brochos. Three sets of brochos that the ancient tenets of Gedolei were masada in atfilas. At birkas hashochar, beis birkas haTorah, gimel birkas kriyashma. Gimel sidre brochos elu mechuvenes keneged gimel haavos. And this is aligned with the three fathers. Because I shock him with Kenneth Kenneth Abram Avino and Elohim Dim Lahikir Satsmeinu the Kokhen and Makirim at Kama and Khoshim with Naboyre. Birzak Shocha teaches us what? We learn from Avram. So it teaches us to recognize ourselves and recognize how important we are in front of Hashem. The Vegas Ashayotza and Magala at Kama Haguf Shelani Echoshuva Kodosh. Birkas Ashayotza teaches us Kama Haguf is Kodosh and important to Hashem. What's the nusach of the bracha of a shayotze? V'yudur lifne kisei kvaidecho. Birkas ha-shayotze is coming from kisei lifne kisei ha-kovet. A kodesh baruch hu b'kvaidei b'atzmo is involved in my physical need. V'birkas ha-elokai neshoma ha-megalim ki ata meshamra v'kirbi. Hashem is the one that's keeping my neshama and my guf connected to each other. Kirega mechayenu choshu v'lifnei Hashem yisparach shele b'shel kachru v'shamra b'kirbi. The person's alive today, it's because Hashem is meshama b'kirbi, not because of some... quirk of evolutionary fate. Mikan niten lilmoid yedir nosefes. And from here you can learn an added thing. Even though I don't really understand why I'm so important, I understand what Hashem needs me for. As mani manik lo b'chay, what does he get from my life? I possibly don't understand it. Even if it's written here, and I'm agreeing with written here, but I'll tell you honestly, I don't know what he needs from me. We call mokem ani yodeh ki imhu meshamer is hanashomer b'kirbi, harezu ochoche shani manik lo mashu b'etzem ahuv de shani chay. My life's important to him, otherwise why is he Mishamra Bekirbi? Lachem Mikain, anu loyindim oid ki itpchas lakolish bochum mimini. After that I recognize that Hashem cares about me. He's concerned for me. Doigli lakol tzarchi. Buzoykef es komosi, pokech es eina, voisili kol tzarchi. He straightens me up, he gives me eyes, he gives me clothes, he gives me shoes. All the brochas are Birkas HaShocha. The Mamash can come very close to Hashem in Birkas HaShocha. V'chein es yet ha-pratim ha-choshuvim li k'mafut b'kol brocha v'brocha. Each brocha is telling you the things you need to celebrate. Yotze tells you to celebrate your guf. Elokai neshama tells you to celebrate your neshama, your spiritual dimension. Then you go through all the brochas, telling you all the physical things, all the things Hashem gave us. She'asali kol tzalkia, not chasik tu. Birkas HaTorah Mechuvenes כנגד יעקב אבינו, כפי שנאמר, תיתן אמס ליעקב, יעקב הוא עמוד התורה, אין אמס אל התורה, ברכת קריאת שמע מכוונת כנגד יצחק אבינו, שרזו מסירות נפש על ייחוד השם. ברכת קריאת שמע, או ההכנה for the avos Hashem that you have to attain in קריאת שמע, which is מסירות נפש. That's the avos you have to get to, עד כדי מסירות נפש. And those two brochures we've spoken about many times here are the hachana that bring you to that avos Hashem. Lelamdecha shekol yom v'yom kadei sheyudi yatzliach v'shlichusei v'tafkidoi. Every day that a Jew is going to be matzliach in his mission and his purpose in this world, nizkakek hu lechizuk shel oisam gibel yusoydes. He needs the chizuk of those three foundations shinchilu v'notu bonoi avoseinu kadeishim. Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. We need these three foundations that were planted by Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And obviously, we're focusing specifically on Yitzhak, the Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh reisim mitziyusay shel Yitzhak Avinu od b'chayv. Wamnam chay, aval yisim lo b'bechinah she'afrei tzobu v'moynach lifnei Hashem al gabim zbech. Yitzhak Avinu's name represents exactly who he is. Keitz Chai. Yitzhak Avinu is made up of Loshen Keitz Chai. He lives while he's dead. Keitz is the end, Chai is alive. He's alive in death. He went unto the Mizbeach and his ashes lie before Hashem on the Mizbeach. How do I know that?
Rashi.
Huh?
Rashi.
And also Slichas. We say it every year in Slichas. We say, may the ashes of Yitzhak come before you as a remembrance, whatever. We rely heavily on the ashes. What ashes? He didn't get burnt. Okay, then he discusses what happened. His neshama went into the aisle, and his ashes were part of the aisle. In Shemaim, it was considered that he gave up his life and he was burnt, even though he really wasn't in the physical world, but in the ruchnistic world, since his ratzon was for that, it was. Whatever the chat is, well, the bottom line is he was brought as a korban on the mizbach, and he got up and walked away. Even after he got off the Mizbeach, he's still bound to the Mizbeach. That means you took him off the Mizbeach, you couldn't get the Mizbeach off him. He's living his life as a Korban Yom Ha'Layla. His whole life was just one big Oyle Tmima. That's very nice. It's nice historical information, and it's very satisfying to know that a grandfather who was Ma'od Mod Choshuv and whatever, but Mazek Hashu Alai. What's it going to do with me? That's very nice. It doesn't hide me nothing, because it's too far away from me. You know, there's some you go like, you get a chius when you read about this to go like, do something. No, because that was him and I'm me and I know where I'm holding. So what's it got to do with me in my life? L'shem kach aleinu la'amik b'shtei sugyas amukres v'chomores shebe'etzem haim nechshovas l'sugyachas. In order to understand what this has to do with me, we have to learn in depth two very important and serious sugyas. There are really one sugya. Somebody asked one of the Svarim Kubalim, I can't remember who it was. I saw it on Shabbos and I forgot who it was. Whether it's kedar to fast during Shavuot. He didn't ask a Litvish Rosh Hashiva. He asked the Svarim Kubal. Svarim Kubal told him 1 hour of Gemara Be'iyun, of learning Be'iyun, is worth 1,000 fasts. So we learn Be'iyun. This is Gemara, no? We learn Be'iyun. 1 hour, it's 1,000 fasts. Speaker, whoever he is. Okay. The first sugya we need to learn and understand properly, and that's really why we're here. This whole morning vad is only for one reason. Yesoda betochen b'doreinu is batlis muchletes l'tzonis barach v'shevei l'kam v'chover. The yesoda betochen in this generation is totally batlis to Hashem, as we're going to explain in depth. Kashir di chai v'yodaya, ki kol anas b'oilam, ha kol hume es Hashem. Deine Scha Eisek Hamutzlach Scheosso Oshir Aniflam Schemosso. Bechena Eishische Sache, wo Bonne für Bnei Beiser Hamutzlachim. Kol Eidelo Bo Lomi Koch Kishanoisov. A Jew knows that everything that he's successful in, his business that went well, the share that he gave was geschmack, the wealth that he has, the children that he has that are mutzlachim, all of this doesn't come because of his kishrei noisov. Lo koichev ha'otzim yodi oisil es ha'chayel hazeh, el ha'kol hu miyad Hashem, al pi machshavos eilu hu mevatel legamres ishiyosei v'zu mesiris nefesh. In Betochen, working in Betochen, the Mesiris Nefesh, you don't have to give up your life. No one's asking you to give up your life today. We're asked to give up our refinements, to give up our desires, is a form of Mesiris Nefesh. Your mama's giving up your life. So that's the first sugya we're going to have to learn. We're going through the whole sugya properly with all the kashas, all the problems, all the difficulties. Try and get. When I spoke here a few months ago about working on betochen, one of the things we said you could do to mechazek your betochen is by learning sugyas and betochen, to learn it and mechazek it and to work on it. That's what we're going to do next Hashem. The shnir, the second one, which is very connected, obviously, to betochen, you'll see that it's one sugya, is kabbalas yisurim ba'ava. The mekabel yisurim ba'ava. Ma'ali katala kulu, ma'ali katala palga. As the Gemara in Bava Kama says, what difference makes if it's a little killing or a big killing? You kill someone a little bit, or you kill them a lot. It means a chabalah, giving somebody yisurim, is a chelek of misa. Hayasun echshavim kemisa b'miktzas. It's a little bit of death. Hayim ma'od chashuvim, and it's ma'od important. Zechinu lichyos b'dor shebachoshech ros aretz. We merit to live in a generation where darkness covers the world. You're surrounded with the terrible yisurim and suffering and misonis from all tzadim. We're dying every day for you, Hashem. Aleni lilmot keitzad lemoves lelemut oisay misa kulte al kiddush Hashem da'ainu lichreis mitoich yisurim levan shmoi ba'ava. As we mentioned once before, it's much easier to die as kiddush Hashem. It's an easy death. You do it once and it's gone, and it's all done. Easy. To live day in and day out with mesiris nefesh v'kodesh baruch hu, that's much, much harder, and that's what we're doing. It means the mesiris nefesh today, we're not jumping into the fires. We're not taking the bullet rather than kiss the cross. That's not only so. But on a day-to-day basis, we are being moisa nefesh in many, many ways. That is a little bit of death. A little bit of death, yeah, a little bit of death there. And if you analyze your life, you'll see what you're giving up. Everything you give up that you would want, that you give up because you know that Hashem doesn't want it, that's a chelek of this, being moisa nefesh kepshuta. And the story isn't to give up our lives. No one's coming to you with a gun and saying, kiss the cross or die. It's not happening yet. It's not happening. It's not Hashem, it shouldn't. But that was an Nisoyin of Jews for 2,000 years. Our Nisoyin is different. Our Nisoyin is, what are you prepared to give up in order to do what Hashem wants rather than what you want? Just to avoid the question that always gets off, when you first start starting this question, there's two kashas you should arrive at. If you arrive at these kashas, be very happy and wait, you're going to deal with it. The first is, what about ishtadlis? And the second one is, what about tefillah?
Why is ishtadlis contradiction?
Oh, excellent question. Let me give you a simple example. What's Ishtadlis Asteria? Why is that Asteria? That's because you've been around here a long time. You don't see it anymore. But when you first came here, you also said, but what about Ishtadlis, Rabbi? Okay. Let me give... Huh? What?
Why is it connected to Mesiris Nefesh?
Betochen. We're going to be dealing with the sugya of Betochen. When we start learning about Betochen, there's two very important questions that are going to hit you. You have to walk into them, otherwise you haven't understood Betochen properly. That is, why am I making Ishtadlis? Why am I doubling? We'll have to see. Yes, he's approaches, many approaches. But to give you, why is it a problem? I'll tell you why it's a problem. If you can imagine for 1 minute a goy, he has to be a goy, otherwise we're going to run into the problem of Yishtatlis. A goy who reached the pinnacles of Betochen. Whatever there is to achieve in Betochen, according to all the shittas in the Rishonim, Machronim, we'll have to understand why there's so many shittas in Betochen and there's no psak, what the actual one is. We'll deal with that as well. But if you can imagine a goy that reached the highest level of Betochen, yeah? What would his life look like? What would he do with his life?
He would be very tranquil.
What would he do? Excellent. Zilch, owe nothing. Why? Because he realizes what he does is nothing. I call me Deshamayim. Everything Hashem's doing. Why try and make ishtadlus to make money? There's a lokashu alive. Somebody's sick, why heal them? Hashem's healing them. I don't have to do anything. Why a goy? Because a goy has no mitzvah ishtadlus. I mean, if he would be this goy. The only reason we do anything is because we have a chiv ishtadlus. We have a chiv to go to the doctor. Chiv, shoes, why we have to, okay, but it's according to those old chiv. We have a chiv to be mishtadl panosa. It's the only reason you do anything. What? You're not helping it be chalal. You're not helping it be chalal. That's only because you have a mitzvah. If you didn't have a mitzvah, you wouldn't do anything, because why should you? Because you're not doing anything. You're poshut not doing anything. It's not that you're not allowed to. It's like the kid, the egghead bus driver's got a kid, and Ben is the holidays, he's got nothing to do with this kid. So he buys one of those Fisher brass steering wheel and he sticks it in front of the bus there next to him, and he's driving the bus and the kid's going like this and doing like this. Then the kid's doing anything? That's us. The Shtadlis doesn't do anything. Chovei Solovov says Mufurish, Shtadlis Einu Moel Alavar Mukhra. It does nothing, but you have to do it. Some kind of asaga. So that's why it's Ishtadlis is enormous stira to Betochen. Because why am I doing anything? It doesn't do anything. And if you think your Ishtadlis is doing something, then you're really in trouble. Then you're really in trouble. That's Koi Chavei Tzinyori. So how do you live like this? It's not some posh. You know, that's getting into the Tirutzim already. I'm just trying to analyze it a kasha. What is this thing called Ishtadlis and why daven? Why daven that something should change? Everything that comes from Hashem is the best thing for me. Can't get better, because if it could get better, it would be better. So this is the best possible matzav that I'm in. So why are you daven for Hashem to change it? You know better than Hashem what's good for you. So why? What's the heter to daven even? It should be also to daven. Also to daven? Yeah, some people think it is.
Also to daven,
not be that.
My Yetzer Hara convinces me every morning. Where are you going? Shmatim olaf shaseichem. You know how cold it is. You get sick. It's only the rabbanon. Shmatim is the raisa. You're running to daven. You'll daven mincha when normal time, like normal people. You're getting up so early for No, but I'll be betochen, I'll be understanding betochen properly. You should have a serious kasha. What's the head to daven? It doesn't make sense. If you have these kashas, if you have these kashas, it means you understood betochen properly. If you don't have these kashas, you don't understand betochen. If you don't have this kasha, why am I making ishtadlis? Then you haven't understood betochen properly. Why am I davening to change something that's perfect? Why would you want to change something that's perfect? You haven't understood Betochen, because you think that it's nearly perfect. Just a little bit of a push and a shove, I can get Hashem to really see it my way. You know, like he's missing a few nakudas here, that if he would just see things the way I see them, then things would really be fantastic.
It couldn't be that the Gezeirah is maybe Midas Adin, when you daven.
Those are all the Tirutzim. We're getting to all the Tirutzim, a lot of approaches to the Tirutzim in Achinami. But I'm saying, when we start learning the sugya, when you understood the sugya properly, you're going to be disturbed by two kashas. If you're not disturbed by them, you haven't understood the Betochen properly. You have to be disturbed by them.
The real question is more how to do Betochen.
That we're going to deal with, yeah. But I'm saying, when you start learning the sugya Betochen, those two questions keep coming up. And it's good that they come up, because we have to work them. I once asked my Rebbe, why does it tell us, Lo Samar Adam Recho? Without Lo Samar Adam Recho, I wouldn't save the guy when he's drowning in the river. Well, some of them recha means if you're walking past a river and you see somebody drowning, see if you're drowning in the river, and you can save him. I'm not talking about that you're going to risk your life. You can save him. I need a pasuk to tell me that I shouldn't walk past and ignore him? Obviously, you jump in and you save him. What do I need a pasuk for? Good question. I thought it was
you,
at the time.
You could argue that Hashem wants him to drown.
Oh, so that's what Rabbi said. That's what Rabbi said.
Leave everything to
I'm busy drowning somebody. Will you please not interfere? I don't want to do what I'm doing is the best for this guy. Will you please not interfere? In Achinami, that's what he said. They've got to be British to get that. That's it. What can I do? My Rebbe was from London.
Who's your Rebbe?
Grossness, Rabbi Grossness.
You got
insane, bro. The Posuk's telling you something that without the Posuk, you wouldn't know. It's not from the Muskalos. It's not something that you would know. Posuk, every 3-year-old child would know that if someone's drowning, you should try and save them. No. I'm busy drowning somebody. What are you? That's the best thing for him. Why are you? It goes even further. If you would know with Ruach HaKodesh that you couldn't save him, yeah, and therefore you didn't jump in to save him, you're a murderer, even though you knew that he was going to drown. And you don't jump in and save him. You spoke your friend's blood. הבתוכן המוחלט בהשם נובע מקשר רוצוב בין חף דלת שורס בכל יום עם השם יזברך כדברי הפוסוק תומים תהיו עם השם אלוקיך. We're getting into the sugya now of a posuk in Chumash in Dvorim that says תומים תהיו עם השם אלוקיך. 24 hours a day I live with Hashem. We're describing an ideal, okay? Rashi Tomim tiyeh Hashem Elokecha, yishalek imoi betmimus v'tetzapeloi. Walk with Hashem betmimus, means wholeness. V'tetzapeloi, anticipate him, yearn for him. V'lo techoko acha asidois. And don't investigate what's going to be. Ela kol ma sheyavo alecha kabul betmimus. Everything that Hashem throws at you, but kabul betmimus. As then you're with Hashem and you're his portion. We got to learn this Rashi of Bahot. Tomim tiyem Hashem Elokecha. His halech imoi betmimus v'tetzapeloi. Walk with him betmimus and yearn for him, anticipate him, want him, whatever. V'lo techako lachsido. Stop worrying about what's going to be tomorrow. Al techako lachsido. Don't go after the future. And a kol ma sheyova alecha kabul between us. Whatever happens, makabul between us. How you do that, we will see. Va'az, then tiyeh imo elochelko. Then you with Hashem, you with portion. Tashidi choyke ha-chasido is kagon. Shumo'ere ba-politika. Nishtadol ba-sakim yeter al-amida va-osuk ba-daigas ha-macha. When a person is busy worrying about politics, who do you think is going to win the election? Brilliant question, man. I love it. What do you think it's going to be with the election? What question is that? What language is that? I don't know. No, I'm seriously. A thinking human being asks a question, they start talking. You know, how do you do? How do you do what? Love that line. You heard that line? Hey, Ramonacha Miller. What's the correct answer when somebody says, how do you do? What should you say? How do you do what? No, the answer is Baruch Hashem, how are you? How do you do? Being polite, yeah, being polite. Anyway,
you don't even answer, you just say
how. I have a politics, what can I do? I've got a degree in politics, I have an excuse maybe. I have a big Yetzirah for politics. He makes too much mishtadlis and he's worrying about what's going to be tomorrow. He's not working betmimus with Hashem. I just want to finish up. Zayisvayid bezman kashet kishloine mi shedoeg es daiga samacha alu lezeit midaito sherei afilo oisam elu adugunim b'koich v'etzim yodi yoidim ki ein b'oifin shum piteron amiti lematzav ha-medini ha-bitchoini v'kalkali. Somebody who thinks about the future and he's worried about the Matthias, he's worried about what's going on, you'll go nuts. Because there's no political or security solution or financial solution, not in Israel, the law of Olam Kulo. Lumas those who dia chaibe betochen and you doig.
The Jew that lives with the Chum, what's he worried about? Shebein kacho bein kacho, kol nosen b'idei shemayim, hakol b'idei shemayim. There's 100 million Arabs out there that want to kill me. They've got 100,000 missiles pointed at us, okay? They've got nuclear weapons, chemical weapons. They've got millions of jihadists that are prepared to give up their lives to come in and kill us, okay? You shouldn't be sleeping at night so well. You really should be worried. The guys with anxiety disorders, I understand them better than the guy who goes to sleep at night. They've got a lot to worry about, financially, politically. Why is he not worried? Because he knows, I call me Shemayim, Hashem's running the world. The stock market goes up, the stock market goes up, look for sure. Hadaige yechidi shetzriche latzido so hu keitzad lo lidoig. The only worry that a Jew should have is how not to worry. The biggest worry that a person should have today is how do I live with menuchas and nefesh, the yeshiva das, despite the fact that the world is fragmenting and falling apart, legami. The total breakdown of society. Morally, physically, economically. Lagia satzmeni leimune vebetochen beboiroi lamzu adove yochid sheyechel nisnoich bonoi shalva mitis. Kola she'enu ele sheke hevel veroyes ruach. The only thing that can give a person proper manucha, proper tranquility is betochen in Hashem, and everything else that they offer you is hevel veroyes ruach. Sheke as well, sorry. Sheke hevel veroyes ruach. Any psychological coaching, whatever, that doesn't bring you to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and give you betochen in Hashem, shekel hevel v'ros. People that have psychological problems, they need therapy. I'm talking about a person who's worried. I have a Talmud. He learned here for a while, actually, David Rosmarin. He's a professor of psychology at Harvard or whatever. He has clinics all over America. His whole psychological... It's called, they call the anxiety clinics. They work in anxiety. That's his game. That was his speciality. The whole of his anxiety therapy, his thesis, his doctorate, his PhDs, whatever he got, the guy's got a string of degrees behind his name, are all based on one thing. I'm not joking. David Rosmarin. He's a cousin of Rav Jacobson's. He's Rav Moshe Jacobson's.
It's hilarious.
His mother and Rav Jacobson's father are first cousins, Masha Kazir. They live in Toronto. He's in Boston, but he's got these clinics all over the place. Anxiety center.
Did you see the anxious come before we started?
I don't know.
When I met him last week about this.
Most people come to those things like that.
And then he built his practice.
This guy's whole methodology and thesis and everything, he's a front kid. Whatever comes from a modern Orthodox background, he was Mormon Chazek, became Haredi. He learned here for a few months. He was here for a while. And that's his whole thing, is based on that. That's the beginning of the Chavos HaLevavos. We read it the other day. That it's impossible not to have betochen in something. Whatever you have betochen in, that's what you're left with. So if you're betochen in Hashem, you have Hashem. What do you have to worry about? All anxiety comes through from a lack of betochen in Hashem. Now, the rest is commentary. Go learn.
How does he teach that in a
second? I don't know how he does that with Goyim. I suppose the same way as the 12 steps can work with Goyim as well. You put some kind of God in there, you know, whatever you... I don't know how he does it. I've never, ever studied his methodologies. I don't know. He's very close with Rav Kellerman, you know. Kellerman had a big one.
It's God. They just call it whatever they want.
No, like the 12 steps. Yeah. In the Jewish 12 step groups today and whatever, we talk about Hashem. No apologies. It's Hashem.
In a secular group?
Yeah, most of the 12 step groups today are, first of all, they're Jewish, and second of all, a lot of them are. I mean, the ones that I'm familiar with are from people. They were from, they are from, they're going back, they're not from yet, whatever, but they're all pretty much.
You know what Hashem is.
Yeah.
When I first started, the first.